You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Good morning, what's up, and welcome into the Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive, and for the next 2 hours, we'll be talking a little fantasy baseball, fantasy football, and of course, we will touch on the spectacle that is Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Days in a row, they have put on a show, but of course, we got some fantasy sports news. Going to talk a little NFL fantasy football, going to talk some touchdown vultures, some tight ends today. Also joining us on the program is my guy, Kenneth Cashman from Roto Wear. Of course, you can check him out. He does the clothing line. He's going to talk a little fantasy baseball with us and also give us a special treat this morning coming up. So, got a big time program. It was a big trade in Major League Baseball. Want to touch on that. Also, we'll go over some first half leaders and strikeouts and whip. That's what we got coming up on the program today. I want to introduce my guys. Wall Street, Matt Medica, what's going on with your brother?
It's Friday, baby. It's raining out, so take your umbrella.
TGIF, Scotty, thank God it's Friday the King. Scott Engel, what's going on, buddy? How's everything this morning?
Friday, thank God it's Friday. It's going good, Corey.
Good, I'm glad to hear that, Scott. I remember yesterday we was teasing you a little bit, talking about how you think Russell Wilson is going to run for 1,000 yards, and you think
Eddie Lacy... You start the morning off by putting words in my mouth
and
again?
And you think Eddie Lacy going to break the single-season rushing record?
I never said that.
And you think
the Cowboys are like, actually going to make the Super Bowl. So
I'm trying to defend you here, Scott. In Scott's defense, though, I don't think Eddie Lacy in the 6th, 7th round is a bad
pick.
Yeah,
that's what I've been saying.
You know, I think he's going to have the opportunity. You do have to worry about the guy eating himself out of the league.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's in a good situation, in my opinion.
There you go right there. So what's going on? What's going on, Matt Medica? How was your evening, brother?
My evening went pretty well. My neck was killing me. I popped the pill and passed out. Next thing I knew, it was morning.
Okay. You felt better? You feel better this morning?
Yeah, I feel good.
The pill did its job. I see you got your big ice coffee going. Is that how we do it in the summertime?
That's how we do it every morning.
Nice job. Scotty, what's going on with you? How was your evening yesterday?
It was busy. I was working. Doing editing and stuff like that. Yeah, I was editing your crap.
Yeah.
It took a lot of work, but you can get Corey's executive edge package available right now. When Corey's not surfing Facebook, he's occasionally doing videos and articles.
Thank you very much, Scotty. I appreciate that. And, of course, the Roto Expert exclusive edge fantasy.
By the way, promo code Frenzy or Chips for a discount.
There you go right there. And, of course, the Roto Expert package on sale also. They complement each other, Scotty, and for Roto Experts. Exclusive edge. The promo code is free radio.
No. Even more than that.
Oh,
use
what you
the
got?
King. You get a 20% discount. The King.
Oh, and you can use Susmania too.
He's out of the country. Use the King.
Susmania.
He's following Trump. I don't like it.
In Europe with our president. So there you go right there. Got a big program on deck. Starting to get excited. Get ready to rock and roll with us on a Friday. When we come back on the other side, we'll hop right into it. We'll talk about some touchdown vultures. Guys that work in a standard.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Back at it, Roto Experts in the Morning, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday right here on the program. Coming to you from Studio 34. So happy to be talking fantasy sports with you. Holding it down for my guy, Susmania, Greg Sussman, as he vacations with his young lady. How about that?
Yes, our captain is on the other side of the pond. And, hopefully he's having a good time. He had a safe flight out there, and we wish him well.
Him and his girlfriend, Scott, how about that?
Yeah, he can. He's taking to Paris, right? He can be like, "I love you, Judy."
Picture Sussman with a beret on.
Yeah, he's going to propose.
I love you, Judy. I want to make sweet love to you. Oh, I like you better than wrestling.
I don't know if that's the case, Scotty.
What if he elopes out there?
Who's that?
I said, what if he elopes?
That's what I was thinking too. What, I would what be if Sussman off. Come back married?
I would be pissed off.
Why? Because you want to go to the wedding?
I want to go to the wedding.
Scotty wants to dance.
Yeah. I'm about to say Scott want to dance. Scotty love. There you go.
Sussman be like, you're ruining my wedding.
In the break, gentlemen, we brought up an interesting conversation. We were talking about Tyrell Williams, and I was somehow last year in our league, I was in FFWC, Fantasy Football World Championship. McKinnon Allen got hurt and everybody ran to the waiver wire to get him. He was already owned in all the leagues, so it was like real smart, precise, pinpoint drafting. But I think of situations like Julius Thomas from a couple years ago, Tyrell Williams last year. Scott, what do you think about starting the season spending a great deal of fab to get a player right off the rip as soon as he pops off the waiver wire? Like, I know people that spent $900 of their budget that year, or their $1,000 budget that year when Julius Thomas hit on that first Thursday night game to start the season.
I'll always go after a guy, but I don't believe, like, if a guy has one good week that, you know, that you have to go off the rip and overbid for him, because, you know, you never know. You can find the guy back on the waiver wire in 2 weeks. I think that, I forget what year it was, like, Kevin Dyson had like 3 touchdowns in the opening week against Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
And then everybody went crazy bidding for him. And I think there was another guy from the Browns too, who had a great opening week a few years ago. I can't remember his name. He had like this monster opening week, and then people were cutting him later. It's like, I look, it's not fantasy baseball.
Was it Travis
but
Benjamin?
No.
Okay.
It was maybe like 2 years before that.
Okay.
But the point being, though, it's not fantasy baseball, but you do have to exhibit some patience. You can't blow your entire budget on one guy or a good portion of it, because you don't know when injuries happen during the season and when other guys are going to pop up that may not, should not be a flash in the pan.
I want to get the audience in on this one, too. 844-843-6879. That is 844-843-6879. Give us a phone call. I want to get your thoughts, your opinions on spending your fab money real early in the season. Because Matt Medica, a lot of people will say, well, listen, what you saving it for? If you can get a player for the full 16 and you got to blow that budget, if you're confident in the guy, go ahead and do it. What? How do you stand when it comes to spending your fab bucks early, early on in the season, like going all the way in on a Julius Thomas / Tyrell Williams type?
Yeah, I know. If I believe that guy is going to make a significant difference and be heavily involved in the offense, if it's a really good offense and stuff like that, I don't know if I'm going to go 900 deep,
yeah,
but, you know, I'll go at least, say, over a third of my budget, possibly half,
yeah,
depending upon the player. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago with Josh Gordon when there was rumors he was coming back.
Yeah.
And that first week, people were spending like $990 of their fab, and that was pretty crazy. It never came.
Well, the guy I was just talking about in the break, my man Billy Watts, he just hit me up. The Browns wide receiver, Scott, Frisman Jackson. How about that?
That was the guy, Frisman, yeah, Jackson.
Shout out to Billy Waz on the check-in right there.
Very good. That's who it was.
Yeah, yeah. Frisman Jackson. That's a deep dive right there. That doesn't even sound familiar to me, and I've been watching this game because I was big enough.
I couldn't remember who it was, but I did. That was the guy I was
Frisman
talking about.
Frisman Jackson. I never even heard of him before.
Yeah, Billy is one of the best.
Frisman Jackson's playing at the Blue Note like this weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Billy's one of the elite high-stakes players out there in fantasy football. I've competed against him a couple times, and, you know, it's never an easy task.
No, he is a beast. He definitely is a beast.
You're not happy to see his name in the league.
Yeah, when you sign up for it and you see Billy Walsh, you're like, all right, well, what's the second place money look like? So that's a good time right there. Definitely, look, matter of fact, get Billy Walsh on the program when he come up here, mm-hmm, when he come up to the city for the NFFC, bring him in studio. So Sussman did the rundown for me because, I was working on a lot of stuff yesterday. Like, Scott, even though Scott said I was fooling around on social media all day, I was actually getting stuff done, and he can attest to that. But Sussman did
made
the rundown.
My night longer.
Sussman did the rundown for me, right? So kind of want to thank him for that and go off some of the things that he talked about. And he has right here touchdown vultures, guys whose best options, right, may be just to score touchdowns, Matt Medica. And he has an interesting name right at the top. That is Carolina Panther running back Jonathan Williams. Jonathan Stewart. You know, Christian McCaffrey going in that third, fourth round range. Stewart going for a song a little bit later on in drafts. But they don't want Cam running the ball as much no more. We don't know what McCaffrey is in the red zone, even though I think he can run between the tackles and bang in there with the big boys. But we know Jonathan Stewart can do it. How you feel about Jay Stu?
Jay Stu, for his price, I think is someone you should grab. If he's going, you know, he goes in the double-digit rounds.
Yeah.
It's an option that I don't have a problem picking him up. I'm still going to draft McCaffrey. I know people are starting to sour a little on him.
Yeah.
His
ADP is dropping.
Yeah. I'm fine in the fourth round. Late third, you know, I'll even take a shot. Because I think in PPR, he is going to be relevant. I think he's going to score some rushing touchdowns, too. So, I mean, and the other thing with Stewart, like, I don't mind taking him because you're not paying. I mean, his price makes him, you know, makes him profitable. And the thing here is, though, I mean, Cam, as much as I keep hearing he's not going to run.
Yeah.
We mentioned this yesterday in the frenzy. The dude is one of the most supreme athletes out there. And when the ball's in his hand and the game's on the line or, you know.
He is the weapon.
He sees that pylon.
Yeah.
He's going for it. He's not going to say, you know what, I'm going to run out of bounds.
No, Cam Newton does not run out of bounds. That's not a part of his game. Scott, Jay Stu, older running back. Everybody seems to think at some point he's going to drop off. They're bringing a young, exciting talent and McCaffrey in there. Jay Stu starts to drop down draft boards, but he could have an excellent role near the goal line.
Look, Cam's not going to be the man anymore. You know, they're not going to look to risk him. They want the playmakers around him to make plays. And that what I mean, I think it's going to be a shared backfield. Let's always remember that Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams shared a backfield too back in the days. But, you know, McCaffrey's just a different type of running back. You know, if you're going to have the playmakers around Cam make plays, you can use both Stewart and McCaffrey. McCaffrey can run inside, but he's not ideally a guy you want near the goal line.
Why do you say that, Scott?
What's that?
Why you say that? You don't think? Because I'm hearing, like, I think
he can. But he's not ideally the big bruiser that you want near the goal line. The guy can score from anywhere on the field, and yes, you can give him the ball at the 3-4 yard line, and he can do it. Of course, this guy's smaller, but you can give it to Danny Wood, and he do it. If you have a nose for the goal line, you have a nose for the goal line. Reggie Bush had a nose for the goal line, but I'm saying he's not the ideal guy that you want to push through the pile within the 5 yard line because he's smaller than a guy like Stewart. You get in those big piles near the goal line. It's very, very physical. You don't want to risk a guy like that. Stewart's more the ideal option near the goal line, so he's still going to have a role.
Yeah, my thing here with Cam is everything you're hearing and all the stuff, you know. I mean, the offense is evolving. They got McCaffrey. They got guys like Samuel. But bottom line is if the pocket breaks down or nobody's open,
yeah,
Cam's going to run. I don't care what they keep saying. You know, they want to conserve him. He's not – Cam is going to be Cam, and I'm a little down on him, but I keep telling myself, every time I've counted Cam out, he's come back and put up Superman-like performances.
Remember a couple years ago, when Kelvin Benjamin got hurt in the preseason, Cam fell off draft boards.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened that year? He won the MVP.
You know it. Yeah, no. That's why I look. I know there's many signs to point, you know, his completion percentage is god-awful and all this, and I hate that wide receiver core that they have, but this is, like I said, you have to just see what he's done in the past.
He's not going to be an elite fantasy quarterback anymore, but he still has a chance to be a very good one.
Another name.
All of that said, he is down in my rankings. I got him 16th.
All right. Oh, he's down in mine too, Scott. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Another name that Greg Sussman has on the list, and I think he's a zero for this year. I think his best thing is a handcuff injury purpose is Chris Ivory. Leonard Fournette, this is not going to give up no work near the goal line.
Yeah,
that's why they brought him near.
I totally agree with you. Look, if Fournette fails, then that's going to be crushing to Jacksonville. I'm in on Big Leonard. If he's there in the third round, and I go two wide receivers, I'm happy to start that way.
Bell cow strategy. He could be an interesting option.
Chris Ivory's not a vulture, despite the fact that he's a big back. He's not a goal line specialist. You know, when we see Ivory in his best days, his thing is recklessly running outside the 20s. He can be a goal line runner, but, you know, he can recklessly run anywhere on the field. It's just, you know, the team doesn't trust him to stay healthy. And, you know, he had that 1,000-yard season with the Jets. I think they really have him for depth. They want Fournette to be a workhorse.
Coming up on the other side of the program, we got a special treat for you. My man, Kenneth Cashman. He runs the fantasy sports clothing site RotoWear. I'm rocking one of the shirts right now. When he comes back, he's going to join us on the program, talk a little fantasy baseball with us, and he's going to give us a little special treat. Kenneth Cashman coming up on the other side. We're off and running on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one where you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
Got some tight end talk coming up a little bit later on in the hour. Also, it's a big trade in baseball. We'll get the Roto experts, Scott and Matt, to break that down. Right now, I want to go out to the hotline, bringing my man from RotoWear. You see me rocking the shirts on the videos and stuff like that. That is courtesy of RotoWear. Here is the guy who runs, owns that company. Big-time fantasy sports player, New York Yankee fan like myself, gentlemen. I want to welcome in Kenneth Cashman to the Roto Experts.
Did you root for the Nationals too?
I want to bring in Kenneth Cashman to the Roto Experts in the Morning. Ken, what's going on, my man? How's everything this morning?
Doing amazing, Corey. Thank you for having me.
No doubt about it.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
So, Ken, let me ask you a question right off the top. When did you start playing fantasy sports, and why did you think the clothing way was your way to get into the business?
I've been playing for over 10 years, and I was doing some draft prep this season, looking for a cool fantasy baseball shirt. Everything I found online was just, printed all poorly. The shirts were all Anvil, Gildan type things. So I kind of was like, I can make something better than this in 10 minutes. That night, put together a couple designs and just kind of kept cranking from there, coming up with the shirt, the website, the branding. I kind of thought to myself, if I want to do this, I got to be the Mike Trout of t-shirts. I can't really come out with just something that's subpar, something that's, an eighth round pick type shirt. I need first round, number one pick, no question.
Yeah, I really like the baseball designs you got here. You got some Game of Thrones in there. I like the Fantasy League Manager, even an AC/DC takeoff.
How about that? The ALNL one, that's cool, right?
Yeah, it's really well done.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like I love the Run DFS shirt. Myself, being a Run DMC fan, I'm looking forward to your version of a Kiss shirt, which I'll definitely buy. And you thinking like expanding it to other things besides t-shirts? Like, it'd be cool to have like a but I gotta carry my laptop in something like a laptop bag or a knapsack, more hats, things like that, other types of apparel.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, we've just been up and running for a little over a month, so we got a lot of stuff in the works.
Yeah, Scotty's expecting some free.
I think you guys will get a kick of what I got coming.
Matt just threw that out there right there. So before Scott had
my agent, yeah. So hey, if Corey can get it for free, I should too.
Hey, well, I'm fantasy executive, Scott. Everybody,
I'm the king, though.
Yeah, Kenneth, I've seen you've been getting a lot of love. You said you've been only running for a little over a month. I thought it was going longer than that, but I seen you have been getting a lot of love around the industry. Seen a lot of guys on Twitter and stuff rocking the t-shirts and stuff like that. So you're a guy that you're part of the fantasy sports culture, huh?
I guess so. I guess I am now. I think people are just kind of catching on with the quality. I can have a shirt out there, but at the end of the day, I mean, when it comes to, the materials and the processes that I use to make the shirts, I don't really think there's much of a comparison. So, and we got a stack farm system with designs. I got like 800 designs I can roll out with any day. So,
And as a big baseball fan, how'd you feel about that trade yesterday between the Cubs and the White Sox?
Oh, I love it for the White Sox. I mean, Eloy, I think Eloy's a future first rounder. If I'm a GM, he's a dude I would never trade. I mean, I know the Cubs got a really good pitcher in Quintana, but I don't view him as a clear-cut ace. Velocity's been down, xFIP has been higher, more walks per nine. You know, it's just, I'm not giving up Eloy and Cease. I mean, Cease is a guy that can throw 97, 98, and his curve is even better than his fastball. So that's, the White Sox, their farm system was already the best in baseball, and now it's even better, so.
What do you recommend to owners who are like searching for stolen bases right now? Some of them have lost Trey Turner. Billy Hamilton, his pace is slowed right now. Is there anybody out there you think might make for a good buy low in terms of steals?
It's the usual suspects. I think Segura is the guy that's, coming back from injury. We kind of didn't really see what he could do.
Just traded for him. Yes.
And nice. And one guy that's, kind of been really bad in the first half, VR. It's not out of the question that, he kind of normalizes a little bit and gets on base. I mean, we saw the numbers he put up last season, so I love him as a buy low as well.
Now, Kendall, when you're talking about playing fantasy baseball, stuff like that, about how many leagues a year do you hop in? Do you play, are you like, playing for, is it a home league, a work league, or you got a league of family and friends you've been playing with for years? How many fantasy baseball leagues you do throughout the course of one season?
I pulled it down a little bit since I had a baby a year and a half ago. So my wife won't let me do as many leagues as I used to. So I'm in about five right now. I mean, it was about 10 to 12 before that.
Wow, 10 to 12. That's like me with this football season. I can't get enough of it.
And do you have a guy for the second half maybe you see as, being someone that could really help teams make that push in these final months?
I mean, one guy I've been stashing in every league where I can is Starling Marte. He was a second-round, third-round pick in most leagues, and he's a guy that, could come back and just mash right off the bat, put up that production. Another guy that's been killing it all year is my boy Jonathan Scope. I've been targeting him every season and just reaping the rewards. And obviously, Carlos Correa has been doing his thing, but that's a little bit of an obvious answer.
Do you think Rick Porcello can bounce back in the second half? He's had two strong starts in a row, and he's given up a lot of hits, but the other parts of his game, aren't so terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of never really bought into him, and he definitely proved me wrong last season. But he's a guy that I'm not a huge fan of Porcello, honestly. But we saw what he did last year. He could definitely have a strong second half, for sure.
You think he can rebound to respectability? Everybody expected him to drop off, but not to this degree.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of what we saw with Keuchel last season. Keuchel won the Cy Young and just, really didn't come with it last year. So, and now we see him kind of come back strong, at least prior to the injury. So I think the same thing could happen with Porcello.
Now, we're talking with Kenneth Cashman from RotoWear. You can follow him on Twitter at RotoWear. Get the hot fantasy sports t-shirts right now. Now, Scott, you're going to love this, right? So I was, doing some research and stuff like that when I was getting the shirts and stuff like that about Kenneth and his background and stuff like that. And I ran across this thing called Roto Rhymes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, wow, you know what I mean? Not only is Kenneth an up-and-coming fashion designer, you know what I'm saying? He also got a little bit of rapping, a little bit of spit to him. You feel what I'm saying, Scotty?
Nice.
I know you're the one. You a big hip hop guy. You know what I'm saying, Scott? You've been a dibble and dabble in your rapping, some rapping yourself, right? So Kenneth can rap. How about that?
That's nice. Maybe we can do raps together about his company. Like my name is Scotty Engel. I got a lot of hair. I'll just put on a shirt, and it's from RotoWear.
Yeah, there you go, right there, kid. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, I gotta get you on the next track for sure.
There you go, right there, Scott. Scott about to cut a record. You know what I'm saying? So It's finally come to fruition for the King Scott angle. But you know what, kid? It would be a real treat for us right here on the Roto Experts in the morning this morning. If you maybe you drop a little hot 16 for us. As a matter of fact, Don Burns is down there on the ones and twos, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to put you on the spot, you know what I mean? But it's the morning time, doing a little bit morning radio. Maybe if Don Burns can drop a little beat for us, you know what I'm saying? Ken, if you wouldn't mind spitting a little verse for us or so?
I got you.
Oh, look at that, just like that. Here we go, Scotty. Don.
Check it. Kenneth Cashman, RotoWare.com. It's the Roto Rhyme Optimus Prime. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Check it. Hey yo, I stand above these little managers like I was Aaron Judge. You could bring the whole house and I will barely budge. Get the first, doesn't matter if I pass a rush. Lyrically, I'm Derek Jeter, man, my rap's a clutch. Talk smack in every league, but I can back it up. Smoke a Super Bowl, drinking out of Stanley Cup. Let it rip like I was taking batting practice cuts. On the mic, I'm David Wright before his back was hunched. Stepping out the batter's box so I can scratch my nuts. Call me Rubio Dor, my words can pack a punch. Crack jaws, rap smaller than a cankersaw. I'm savage on a message board like Michael Rappaport. Whack the floor with any manager, my backup score more than your starters do, dude. You're just an afterthought. On the mic, I'm Sam Sosa when his bat was corked. Dominate the game like Golden State does with a basketball catch.
Yeah, there you go right there. Roto Wear, Roto right. Rhymes. That's my guy, Kenneth Cashman.
I want to do a duet with this guy.
I think Scotty might have been replaced.
That was pretty cool, Kenneth, man. You got a little spit to you, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely got to line that up, get you to come up. Maybe try that when you next time you're in the city, because I know you got some New York roots, get you to come in the city and spit for us a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do a duet here.
Yeah, you can do a duet with Scotty, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. We can get Maddie
and,
involved, right?
Once again,
yeah, it'd be like
you can find my shirts at rotoware.com.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and plug away.
Off for all listeners. Well, yeah, 15% off for all listeners with the promo code SHIPS.
There you go,
I've
right
heard
there.
That promo code somewhere.
That's also the promo code for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Get involved right now. But nah, definitely thanks a lot, my man Kenneth. Thanks for dropping by, hanging out with us this morning, and everybody over there. Go check out RotoWear on Twitter. Check out RotoWear.com. What up, Scotty?
That rap was quite a feat. You even impressed my homeboy over here, Matt Modica, Wall Street.
We're gonna have to work a little bit on Scott.
Glad to hear it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kenneth. Really appreciate that time. Taking some time with us early this morning, my man.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Corey.
There you go, right there. Scott, you want to take us to break?
Oh, little, you want me to rap to this?
A little rap to take us to break, Scotty.
All right. Don't fret this season. Don't get talked off the ledge. All you got to do is subscribe to the Executive Edge.
There you go right there. When we come back on the other side, we get to some more traditional program talking tight ends right here on the Roto Experts on the morning for Friday.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot, because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Cashman just now, last segment, said he packed a punch like Roulette Odor.
You should have Odor fight Mayweather.
Yo, so last night I was on the block, right? And we was talking about that this spectacle, right? You know, they've done three days of promo tours. They did one in Los Angeles, and then went up to Toronto, and then yesterday they was in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. I was talking to one of my homeboys, and I was like, yo, you think Floyd gonna win? He was like, he better. You know what I'm saying? He better. You cannot lose to this guy. Now, I'm not the fan of either one of these two gentlemen. I understand the great, both trained, skilled athletes, stuff like that, the work ethic, the you know, the something to nothing, rags to riches type story. I love it. But still, I think both of them, you know, with the flashiness and the arrogance, they put maybe the imagery that they put out there sometimes cannot be the correct way, you know, as parents, you know what I'm saying? He's not really gentlemen that you would take as role models outside of what they've done as far as bringing themselves up from something to nothing. But obviously a big time event like this, you like the flashiness and the spectacle that has become it. And I know, not really a big boxing fan myself, Scott, and I know you probably don't watch too much.
I used to be.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, you know, watching some of the great fighters like Ali and Norton and Foreman, you know, and Hagler and Hearns, like, but you know, just watching these days, watching it now, it's like, it's kind of fun on one hand, you know, to see all the profanity and, you know, like, you know, the almost like thuggery, like, that both of these guys try to project. But then, you know, boxing today, they got to do everything they can. You know, there's no class around anymore like Sugar Ray Leonard used to be.
Yeah. It's obviously put on for a showboat performance, Matt, but I'm not a fan of this McGregor guy at all, and I don't like Floyd either. But yesterday, this, like, he comes out with the pimp coat and no shirt and the pants, and he's out there, you know, doing his thing, and I'm like, this guy is a hell of an actor. This McGregor guy, he is a real showman. I'll give him that.
Yeah, no, look, I'm really not down with all this crap.
Yeah.
It's all phony. It's all this and that. I was a really big boxing fan once upon a time, but it's, you know, that sport has just gone to...
Yeah, it's come to this. It's come to this spectacle right here, you know what I'm saying?
Especially after that Mayweather-Pacquiao disaster.
That was a disaster. So hopefully this one right here is a little bit better on moving forward. 844-843-6879. Want to check in on the check-in and rock with us this morning. Shout out to my man, Kenneth Cashman, who came on here, talked a little Rotoway, and dropped a hot 16 for us. Now we go out to the phone lines. Want to bring in our guy from Philadelphia. It is Kenny.
By way of New Orleans.
Yeah, Kenny by the way of the New Orleans Saints. Ken, what's going on, my man? Good morning. How you doing, brother?
Good morning. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, nothing much. Doing well, Kenny. What'd you think of our guy, Kenneth Cashman? You know, dropped a little hot 16 for you this morning, huh?
I liked it, but because of the delay, it was kind of, his bars was kind of off with the beat a little because of the phone delay, but he sounded real good, though. He needed to be in studio where he can actually hear the music, so that'd probably be way better than that was.
We'll get him in studio for you. What's going on, Ken? What you got for us this morning?
I got somebody that, I want to talk about somebody that y'all probably going to touch on, but that I haven't heard anything about. I want to know where he's been getting drafted at. Delaney Walker, you expecting to slip up from last year because with the new offense or whatever, with the new guys they have on the team? I still see him possibly getting a lot of red zone targets. What do y'all think?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Talk about him a little bit briefly earlier this week. I was watching something, Kenny, a couple of days ago on Titans.com, and they were interviewing Jim Wyatt, who covers the team down there. He was saying with the new weapons in the offense, he could see Walker's targets go down, but he thinks the big plays go up. So he does still think he's going to be a chain mover, and he still thinks he's going to be a guy to get some first downs. That's what he kind of prognosticated for Delaney Walker for this season, Scott.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know that Walker's steady, but they're perceiving with guys like Corey Davis and Eric Decker coming in, plus the running game, that there's not any upside there. And fantasy owners are always looking at who are going to be the upside guys, and you know, they think they'll get another good year out of Kyle Rudolph. Some people might look at rookies like O.J. Howard. So there's no perceived – the thing is, there's no perceived upside for Delaney Walker. So that's why people aren't talking a lot about him.
Yeah,
is he flipping in draft? Where is he going in draft?
He's going in around that 6-7 range. He's going later this year. He's probably in that 8-9 range.
Yeah, I think the problem here is, is Eric Decker fully back? Is he fully healthy from those injuries?
Right.
If you put him in there and he's healthy, and even a guy like Matthews last season, who, you know, in the red zone had 7 touchdowns. So, you know, you got Decker, you got Matthews, now you got Corey Davis coming in. There's just so many mouths to feed there. And let's not forget about DeMarco Murray.
No doubt about it. So, we talked about DeMarco Murray yesterday. Last season, Kenny, Delanie Walker had 25% of the team's targets inside the 25-yard line. So he accounted more or less for a quarter. Well, they tried to have him account for a quarter of their offense in the red zone. You're right. He is dropping.
And he was on my team. That's why I know.
There you go.
That's
right there.
I got to go. Go ahead and continue with the show, guys. I'll be listening. Go ahead.
Hey, Kenny, let me ask you a question. You into this Mayweather-McGregor thing?
To be honest with you, I'm in it for the spectacle. I mean, a fight I think is going to be a disaster. But Floyd owed that $100 million in taxes, don't he? He need this fight.
Yeah, yesterday at the Barclays Center. And thanks a lot. Have a good morning, Kenny. Definitely thanks for rocking with us every morning. At the Barclays Center yesterday, you know Floyd got into his act and he was throwing the money in the air and stuff like that. And mind you, they were all dollar bills. You know what I'm saying? And the Barclays Center crowd was chanting to him, pay your taxes. So Floyd is becoming the villain in this thing.
Yeah, but like, how do you owe so much money? And especially after
poor
you've
accountant.
Made so much. Yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. It's insane. I really don't know what to make. I'm not an MMA guy.
MMA
thing. It's just not my thing. I really wish boxing would come back, but there's really nothing.
This is what it's become.
You've got to get a UFC guy in there to draw spectacle.
There's nobody for the man to fight. You feel what I'm saying? He's 40 years old, too. You know what I mean? It's not like this is some, this is not a spring chicken.
I mean, the Pacquiao fight was like on, what, ESPN last week?
You're talking about that free one that they gave when Pacquiao lost to that dude.
I don't know, like with pay-per-view and everything, they might have to start putting more boxing on TV for free, because to attract people. Because I'll take the fantasy model, when like fantasy football got big, it's because they were making commissioner products free. It attracted a lot of people.
That's true. Would you ever pay, either one of you gentlemen, would you ever pay a pay-per-view or a closed circuit is not a thing no more to watch the Super Bowl? Obviously, they would never do that.
I would have to. I'm going to want to watch the Super Bowl. But, I think the best weekend is the championship weekend.
That's the best weekend of football right there. Well, yeah, that's the best. No, I think the division round is the best four games that you'll get any season.
That's like that final great weekend. I'll agree with that. But, if the Super Bowl was on pay-per-view, I would have to get it because, how are you not going to watch it?
Yeah, exactly. Scott, I'm not trying to get nobody no ideas, but that's like kind of really like this thing right here is like a Super Bowl type event, but you don't have to pay for the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is free.
No, but I would pay for it in person if I had enough money.
Yeah, no doubt.
When the Seahawks played here in New York, New Jersey, a few years ago, I wanted to go to the game, but I couldn't get a ticket for less than $1,000.
Yeah, no, that's a tough bag right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Because it was the first Super Bowl, in the area.
What about last season when they lost to Atlanta? You should have went to the Georgia Dome to see that one. Your heart would have been hurting after that ass cutting, though.
Yeah, but it's better for me. 1996. You have to remember one thing. I'm gonna teach you a lesson here again.
I'm gonna sun
you again because Cowboy fan, you don't know anything about winning playoff games. Do you realize something about the Seahawks, though? When they had everybody healthy last year, they were the only team to beat Tom Brady, and they did it in his house.
So
that team can still be very dangerous.
And, big deal.
Well, you're a Bills fan. You don't know anything about playoffs.
I know.
Scott
Russell
always,
Wilson's great.
Scott always got him lined up for you. Hey, so Dwayne Allen, Scott, I heard him in the update talking about he's not a lock for the roster spot, but I figured like they brought the dude in. He's not. Listen, this guy has fallen from the mountaintop. Nobody's drafting him. He's in New England now. People will say Rob Gronkowski's going to get hurt, and people still not drafting Dwayne Allen.
No, they're
not. He's going to get hurt too, Dwayne Allen. Trust me.
Dwayne Allen, we heard about him every year at Indianapolis, and it really never materialized. Maybe he's a tight end too. Maybe there's just a motivational thing. It's a plant in the press.
There you go right there, Matt Medica.
Because he didn't have a good minicamp.
Yeah, I would want to keep him on the roster.
Yeah.
Because,
you got Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk's probably not going to play a full season. And there is talent there. And if he's your backup guy, I don't see the problem with that.
Which tight end led the NFL in targets in the red zone? You'd be surprised.
Wasn't Kyle Rudolph?
It was not Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph was third.
I thought of two.
Targets in the room.
Eric Swoop.
Well, it wasn't Eric Swoop. He might lead the he might lead in that category this year. How about this? A guy that goes really, you know, as a tight end, people say, oh, I just happened to get such and such. Jason Witten of the Dallas Cowboys.
Really? Mm-hmm. And how many touchdown passes did he catch?
He caught. Now, listen, here's the thing now. He only caught 3 touchdown passes last year, but he had 31% of the team's targets in the red zone. And I think that ties into the young quarterback looking for the tight end at the safety blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know.
It's not.
I don't want to end up with Witten. You got to remember, you know, if you throw it to Witten at the 4 to 5, you know, that's considered the red zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, he may not break enough tackles at this point in his career to get into the end zone.
That's probably what it is.
So you're not, when you talk red zone, you're talking 10 and within. You know, you're not just talking the 1 and 2 and within.
He's a chain mover, too.
He still is, yeah. He's still a very valuable NFL piece.
He plays 16 games every season.
Not a fantasy piece, really.
Yeah, but listen, red zone targets, play 16 games every season.
Yeah, but only 3 touchdowns, you know. There's no upside there.
I'll take him in Scott's Fishbowl.
I would. That's maybe a second tight end. I can see that.
Maybe even a third. Got my second this morning. It was Make America Braid Again. Left O.J. Howard on the board to do so. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you some Scott Fishbowl updates, talk about the guys' team as we progress throughout that tournament.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
We are working towards the 8 a.m. hour on the East Coast. Good morning. Thank you for rocking with us, the Roto Experts in the Morning. I like to call it the industry's most controversial radio show. It has always been something going on with the Roto Experts in the Morning. As a matter of fact, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of my short departure from the Roto Experts in the Morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is a fine morning hosting the Roto Experts in the Morning. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
My how things change, right?
Yes, how things change. I can imagine Matt Deutsch tossing and turning this morning. He's somewhere on the bus like, something is wrong. Something in the universe is wrong. I can't figure it out. Tune into the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you'll find out exactly what's right. Talking some tight ends, right? So, oh boy, Matt Matica, we're going to have to do this. I know how me and Scott feel already, so I'm going to open up the floor for you. Mm-hmm. Bigfoot, Jared Cook. Where's he at now? He's in Oakland?
Yeah, he's in Oakland. I mean, after everybody's gone off the board, looking at Jared Cook, I mean, I'm sure he'll have those 1 or 2 weeks where he has a big week, but not somebody.
Is Oakland playing Dallas this year?
It'll be against the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Trust me on that one. Or it'll be a big week, a big playoff fantasy week. You know what I'm saying? I'll be shooting for the record and the points combo, and I'll be playing the team with Jared Cook on it, and he'll go absolutely nuts.
Or if you own him, he'll like go off week 17.
Yeah, exactly. when it don't count for nobody. Scott, man, listen, it's one thing. Listen, I'm not saying the dude is not a physical specimen, because he certainly is. But. Oh, stop it, Scott. But we know what he is on the football field. But a new opportunity, Oakland, excellent passing game. You know what I'm saying, Scott? You're not buying it.
No. Yeah. This is what we've heard since he went to, like, lost, you know, the Rams. It's just like, I was never believing in Jared Cook anywhere he was earlier in his career. I remember having debates with Jennifer Millman about him years ago.
Shout out to Jay Mills.
I've never been a Jared Cook guy. He was in the best offense in the NFC last year, and he didn't produce consistently, so forget it.
You call him the best offense in the NFC. That's interesting. Matt, No. The best offense in the NFC.
Well, actually, the Falcons. But
yeah, the Falcons.
We're talking about the team that's consistently, like, one of the best offenses in the NFC, or top 3 offense in the NFL.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the touchdowns end up this year in Oakland. I'm of the belief that Amari Cooper does take a step forward.
I believe that,
and
too.
I think Crabtree might, I'm not saying he's going to fall off or anything, but maybe a little step back.
Yeah,
you know,
because I think it's enough to go around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. I log on to NFL.com, and the first thing I said is Prescott says Cowboys will win the NFC East. Son, please. You know, don't start that Jerry Jones foolishness, okay?
I mean, literally, all the Giants need to do is have Eli play average.
They need a running game. You can't listen. That's cool for fantasy, but when you're talking about making a deep playoff run, you have to have balance on the offense. You see who was in the Super Bowl last year? Atlanta Falcons had excellent offensive balance. The New England Patriots.
And they had an underrated defense.
Their defense started playing better towards the second half of the season.
It's a young defense that's just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look.
Don't get me wrong. The Giants are a very good team.
About Perkins. I mean, I think if Shane Vereen can stay healthy, he's going to be somebody that, you know, you want to own in PPR. You get him late, you get him for free. But, I mean, it all depends to me on how you feel about Paul Perkins. I know he has his supporters, his detractors. I'm kind of in the middle. You know, I don't have a real
– you're not going to make a stand on him?
I need to make a stand, but you know what? I keep going back and forth. There's parts of me that sometimes, look, he's an ex-Bruin, so, you know, I got some love for him there, but I don't know.
About that. When we come back, continue with the second hour of the program. We'll be simulcasting on the Fantasy Sports Television Network also. So get ready for that. Kick it off with some baseball. Had a big trade go down there yesterday. We'll get our experts to break it down right here on the award-winning Roto Experts in the Morning.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Simulcasting live from Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. It is the industry's most controversial show. It is the Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Taking you up to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then we stay right here for the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Already off to a rocking start this morning. Shout out to our guy, Kenneth Cashman. You can follow him. Get down with what he's doing at RotoWear on Twitter, RotoWear.com. Fantasy Sports Apparel. Fantasy Sports is taking it to new levels each and every day. Coming up on the program, this hour of the program, we're going to talk some sleepers. Also talk a little bit of ERA. Well, talk the whip leaders in Major League Baseball as we are at the break, getting ready for the second half of the Major League Baseball season. But gentlemen, the Major League Baseball season's big news going into the second half took place yesterday. Definitely important for fantasy owners. Want to get you guys to break it down for me a little bit. Matt Medica, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I am excited today. I have a NFFC draft starting at 1 p.m.
Nice.
I have the sixth pick. If Julio's there, it's probably going to be Mr. Jones.
There you go. The King, Scott Engel. Good morning, my man. How's everything? How about that rhyme that Kenneth Cashman spit for us this morning?
That was pretty cool. You got to check it out on demand. And, yeah, looking forward to a busy weekend of working, fantasy football editing and writing, and going to Mets-Rockies tonight, DeGrom against John Gray.
Nice. I'm going to have some content coming for you, so I'll give you a little bit of extra.
Yeah, there you go. Extra editing.
All right, here we go. Let's kick it off. Matt Medica, Jose Quintana is now a member of the Chicago Cubs. What does that do for fantasy altogether? Break it down for me, please, sir.
Well, I mean, I think it helps him, and if you own Quintana, I have him in a couple of leagues. Just the move from the AL to the NL is a positive right there. And I think Quintana's a better pitcher than he's shown in the first half. I don't want to make excuses, but you know, maybe there was some of this, where am I going, where am I going to be traded? The good thing for him is he's just moving across town. So, yeah. You know, it's not like he's got to uproot his family and all this kind of stuff. Now, as a baseball trade, I think it's a good one. Look, Eloy Jimenez is going to be a beast, probably. Everything points to him being a stud in the future. But for where the Cubs are right now, And listen, I don't think Quintana is an ace. But if he's a solid number three for the next few years going forward, and the contract that they acquired with him is a great contract.
And here's the thing about Quintana, too, like he says, going to the National League, obviously. And you can read Jake Seeley's breakdown today via the Associated Press and newspapers across the country.
Nice. Shout out to Jake.
But Quintana had an ERA over 5 the first 2 months, and he really got better in June and started to pitch more like himself. 1.78 ERA. It's interesting. He'll make his debut Sunday, though, against an American League team, the Orioles.
A team he's very familiar with.
Yes.
We want to continue to talk a little fantasy baseball, just a little bit, on the other side when we come back. Whip leaders for this year, and plus, want to break down this trade a little bit more. We are off and rolling. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Sport Network, the simulcast. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Getting you ready for the 2017 fantasy football season on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Got plenty of fantasy football talk yet to come on the program, but first, want to get the morning kicked off with a little baseball before we left out.
How talking do you kick about off in baseball?
Get the morning kicked off with a little baseball, Scott. I'm doing my thing. I'm trying. Scott, can you not interrupt me when I'm trying to?
Look at this guy talking. Yeah. I like Eddie Lacy in the fifth round. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's
you,
fat. I'm so funny.
Oh boy, the King Scott Engel, Hall of Fame hour available with FNTSY Radio.
Yes, Nando DeFino, the newest one on demand.
There you go, right there. Make sure you check that out.
I decided to go in house for that one. Just, you know, did one time because I think Nando's got a very, very interesting career.
Then, yeah, Nando's the man. You know what I'm saying? Matt. Mm-hmm. Lucas Giolito, is he headed up?
I think we're going to see him at some point, probably in about a month or so. Ronaldo Lopez is another guy. So, like, these are the two guys that I do see coming up. Their best prospect on the pitching side is Michael Kopech. I got to see him in the Arizona Fall League. He reminds me of, say, like, the American League version of a Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah.
He's got that long hair and stuff, throws 100 miles an hour. So they, what White Sox have done is they're getting some pitching. You know, I don't know if all three are going to hit, but say Kopech hits and Giolito and Lopez could be, even if they wind up being three or fours, you know, they're building a young core. So, I mean, if I'm a White Sox fan, I got to be excited. I'm not even talking about the hitting side yet. So things are looking good.
Cubs rotation, Scotty.
Just wanted to touch on the White Sox a little bit more.
Go ahead,
though.
Do your thing.
You know, talking to some people close to the situation there, especially in the preseason. Kopech they love. It's a great scouting report. It was interesting because in the Futures game, Moncada is the top prospect in baseball. They're both on the same team. And in a key situation, Kopech blew him away with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So that was interesting to see. Giolito's been very bumpy ever since he's come over to Chicago. If they bring him up, daily players, run your stacks against Lucas Giolito because he hasn't been good in the minors. They like Ronaldo Lopez not as potentially as much as Kopech and Giolito in terms of stuff, but they feel like mentally like he's more ready for the majors than anybody else.
The Cubs rotation, Matt.
Well, I mean, look, I think the Quintana move, I know people are going to say they should have never gave up Jimenez, but you got to look at where the Cubs are, what their needs are. They are going to lose Arrieta, probably Lackey. You know, so that's like 400 innings they're going to lose. Their rotation going forward, you got guys like Lester. I mean, Arrieta they still have. Hendricks should be back after making one more rehab start. Quintana, I mean, That's a nice foursome right there. Mm-hmm. Whoever you got to put in the fifth spot, whether for now it's Eddie Butler or Mike Montgomery, so be it. I mean, and I don't think the Cubs are done. I think they're going to get maybe one more arm, maybe even one more starter possibly, maybe even a bullpen arm. And if I'm a Cubs fan, I know they're torn because, you know, the possibilities of Jimenez. But if you need pitching in the playoffs, yeah. And if Quintana can get you over that hump and you can win a second World Series.
What do you think, Scotty? You look at the White Sox, who are they going to trade next?
Before that, just to touch a little bit more on the Cubs, though, you know, you were talking about, like, you know, Matt tells everybody, said, you know, give me the pup, I'll put my money on the Cubs. It's like, I even mentioned just yesterday, just innocently, I said, the Brewers are still in first place. He's like, Scotty, I'll take your money. I'm betting on the Cubs. I'm like, I just said the Brewers in first place. I didn't say that the Cubs weren't going to catch him. You know, but you know, you look at Arrieta. He's been very, very disappointing. This team's ERA was the best in the major leagues last year at 2.96. Now 4.66. It's a 1.70 jump in ERA. It's the highest in the majors. As for Chicago, Todd Frazier's going next. Matt Davidson could play third. Matt Davidson's have a good rookie year in terms of power. He's very streaky and up and down. But Todd Frazier may be the next to go.
Coming up today on the Fantasy Football Best Friends, they're all going to talk some fantasy baseball. Our guy, Nick Hostetler, what is he now, Scott? The assistant GM?
Oh, he's the director of scouting.
The director of scouting for the Chicago White Sox, Nick Hostetler, will be on the...
It's our buddy.
Our buddy. He'll be on the BFFs today. So make sure you check that out. Get you ready for the second half of the baseball season. All right, gentlemen, let's go. Let's get ready to start our Angels. Let's get our brains warmed up. MLB first half leaders in whip. Wow. Whip. Walks, hits, innings pitched.
Yes.
This is a 5x5 category. How many of the top 10 can you gentlemen name? I'm interested in finding that out right now. Every time you hear a ding of the bell, that means you got one right. Matt Modica, you'll go first.
Max Scherzer.
Number one, Max Scherzer.
Clayton Kershaw.
Number two, Clayton Kershaw.
How about Michael Fulmer? Is he on there?
Michael Fulmer is number 10 in whip.
Chris Sale.
Chris Sale is number 3 in whip.
Severino?
Severino is not on the list.
McCullers.
McCullers is not on the list. So far, you have 1, 2, and 3, and 10.
2, 3, and 10.
Whip is the category we're discussing, the MLB first half leaders in whip.
Wow. Corey Kluber?
Corey Kluber is correct. He is number 4.
Jason Vargas.
Jason Vargas does not make the list, Scotty. Mm-hmm. Whip it, baby.
I think he's got a 112 whips.
Whip it, baby. Whip it all night. Hey.
How about Yu Darvish?
Yu Darvish is not on the list. Scotty.
Irvin Santana.
Irvin Santana is number 8. Whip is 1.08.
Alex Wood doesn't qualify, so we can't use him.
Not Alex Wood.
Jeff Samardzija?
Jeff Samardzija is not on the list.
Jimmy Nelson.
Jimmy Nelson is not on the list. I think I might have made a mistake. Did somebody? No, you know, nobody said that.
Okay.
Making sure. I'm just getting them mixed up. Here we go. MLB first half leaders in whip. Wow. I don't want to sing Whip It Baby again. Wow. That's what happened when Scott get home.
At least I go home to somebody.
Yeah, you know what, Scotty? Yeah. You're right. You know what I'm saying? I can switch it up, though.
Ivan Nova.
Ivan Nova, bang, 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 is number 9 in whip.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom is not on the list. So right now we're missing number 5. We're missing number 6. We're missing number 7.
5, 6, and 7.
One of the guys having a bounce back season.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have enough innings. That's the thing. He doesn't have the innings.
Bounce back season, gentlemen. Y'all ready to give up?
Yeah, I'll pass it to Scotty in here. I got one.
Who's that?
Gio Gonzalez.
Gio Gonzalez is not on the list.
I don't think
he'll
ever be on the list.
He's got a 286 year, right?
Yeah, but his whip is still. Who is it?
All right, Zach Greinke.
We missed him yesterday, too.
His whip is 1.
Right.
Dan Straley.
Yeah.
Wow. I should have known that. I traded for him.
Whip is 1.05.
He's had a nice year.
And number seven is Carlos Carrasco. Whip is 1.08.
Straley's interesting. He's fashioned a lot of that at home. He's been good at home.
Hey, Scotty. I want you to get in the character for me. I know Greg wouldn't let you do stuff like this.
What did he say?
I don't want to do that. Let's keep it moving. I don't want to do that. With his hands going all crazy. Scotty, you're Terry Collins. Terry Collins at the podium. Mr. Collins, Manager Collins.
That's my damn name.
Mr. Collins. Second half of the
season. Fake fantasy executive.
Excuse me, Mr. Collins. We're at the podium at Citi Field. Mr. Collins, how you feel about the second half of the season coming up?
I feel good about the second half of the season. How do you feel about it, you damn Nationals fan? Yankee fan? What the hell are you?
You can't catch them, Mr. Collins. You can't catch the Nationals, and you're not the Yankees.
You know what?
What's that?
You ain't going to be healthy in a few minutes.
Nobody in your rotation is healthy. How about that?
Jacob DeGrom is. Why don't you watch something besides goddamn football?
Hey, Mr. Collins, will you have a job in a month?
Yeah, what I'm going to be doing is hosting the Roto Experts in the morning. And I'm on a goddamn fantasy black book after I kick your ass and they need a replacement.
And you know what I really need, though? The highlight of the fantasy football season, I need a Matt Modiga, Scott Angle ran co-managed team. Do you think that can happen?
No, that's not going to happen. Scotty's a very stubborn man. Yeah.
Scotty, why do you do that?
Oh, boy.
All these nice things about him. He tries to make me feel guilty. Yeah. He'll run over people like Mike Florio and back the bus up on him. He'll always make me feel guilty.
Scott, you don't think he can work a Matt Modiga, a King and Wall Street partnership on a co-managing a fantasy football team?
Yeah, I think we can do it.
Yeah.
You know, we might have some debates and stuff like that, but I think we work it out. Until he says to me, "Well, I'm gonna punch you in your face." You know, that decision is made.
A team with Eddie Lacy and Julian Edelman.
I'm a loving
that. That is Wall Street and the King, Scott Engel. When we come back on the other side, we turn the page, start talking some fantasy football sleepers for 2017.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one when you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
You don't have to do this fantasy football season alone. RotoExperts.com got two premium services for you this fantasy football season to help you win big in 2017. Of course, that's the RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package for 2017. Loaded with all kind of information and tools and all that good stuff. And then, of course, get interactive with me, your guy, the fantasy executive. It's the executive Edge fantasy football package for 2017. Your perfect complement to your Roto Experts exclusive Edge. So that's the Roto Experts exclusive Edge and the executive Edge, now available on rotoexperts.com. Promo code King
for the king
for the exclusive Edge. Promo code CHIPS or Frenzy, because the Frenzy's coming up next, for the executive Edge. Get on top of that right now. Tonight, as a matter of fact, we go Executive University Facebook Live in the private group for the subscribers. I'll be in the NFFC draft. I'm going bell cow theory tonight. That is essentially getting a bell cow running back in the first two rounds. Not two, but a bell cow in the first two rounds, grab one up, either in the first or second, and then go heavy pass catchers and worry about that running back too a little bit later on, Scotty. That's one of my favorite strategies right there.
Yeah, I could see it. What if you're not in the position to maybe get a bell cow, though?
I think I'm always going to be in the position the way the board shakes up. Okay, so here's the thing.
Where are you picking?
I don't know my
pick
yet.
If Jordan Howard ends up being your top bell cow, though, are you going to do that?
No.
Like if you're late in the round?
So let's say I'm six, right?
Right. But I'm saying if you're 11 or 12.
If I'm 11 or 12, Devontae Freeman should be in that area.
Yeah, 11 or 12 is the perfect spot.
Maybe.
Melvin Gordon can be in that area.
Yeah.
Or I'll pull DeMarco Murray up the board.
Would you take JJ?
If
you pull Murray up the board, then you can do it.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's always a chance that Gordon and Freeman could go before you if you're sitting at 11 and 12, but if you're willing to pull Murray up the board, then you can do it.
Yeah.
So you guys don't like Howard in like middle of the second round?
Yo, you know what? The BFFs yesterday, Evan Silver from Roto World was on the program.
Really?
And yeah. And he said the ones that are volatile, the early running backs that are volatile, is two of them. He said Jay Ajayi and Jordan Howard.
Yep. He's right.
No, I mean, look, I'll agree because, I mean, Howard doesn't have a track record. But the thing that scares me, as I've repeated to say, is if Trubisky gets in there.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Lennon is good enough to keep that offense rolling. And, look, the Bears weren't good last season. So they played from behind a lot. And
yep. I mean,
Cam Meredith dominated in garbage time. When you go look back at Cam Meredith's numbers. But the thing here is they have a really good offensive line. And it's stated to be when the best interior.
Yeah.
So, and what this kid did last year, he doesn't get enough respect for his performance. It was, you know, 1,300 yards.
Seven games with over 100 yards rushing.
A rookie. You know, it's all about Zeke, and Zeke was wonderful. But you have to step back and look how good this kid did.
Yeah, look, he's very, very talented. It's, you know, good vision, hits the hole hard, breaks tackles, has speed. Good offensive line. The problem with Howard is that teams are going to be more prepared for him this year from the get-go. And also, you know, with Glennon, and even with Glennon in there, they don't have a decorated crew of pass catchers. They're going to say, let's stop Howard and make Glennon and the pass catchers beat us.
All right. 844-843-6879. That is 844-843-6879. Getting ready to talk some fantasy football sleepers. Want to get you to hop in on the conversation with us. And I want to start with a name, Scott. I'm going to go to you because I know you're going to be like, this is ridiculous, Corey. I don't even want to hear this. Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Oh, come on.
Scott, I'm going to tell you why. Chan Gailey's not there no more. Chan Gailey doesn't utilize the tight end. The new offensive coordinator, John Morton, runs the West Coast offense, utilizes the tight end heavy. Seferian Jenkins is the best tight end on the roster. And
what's that saying?
He's had a situation where he's going to be suspended for the first two games because of the DUI, but he's stopped drinking, stopped hanging, turning his life around. Also, Seferian Jenkins, Scott, I think is a, I'm not, listen, dollar make you holler, tight end two, sleeper, last pick of your draft type. Maybe you scoop him up off the wire after he comes back from, you know, his suspension. Scott, listen, the pieces might be hitting this year for Seferian Jenkins.
I just don't see it. The only you say that, you know, the coach uses a tight end until he sees, like, oh, well, maybe I won't use a tight end because it's Seferian Jenkins. But the only positive I can see is, like, Josh McCown liked to use Gary Barnage a lot. He did like to throw to the tight end. If you look at pure talent, Seferian Jenkins has some, but he just looks so lost on the football field and never took advantage of his talent. I think the Jets have some other young pass catchers there that I mentioned. I think Chad Hansen has a possibility to be a sleeper. He's got
you
a Darius
like
Stewart.
Chad Hansen over Seferian Jenkins?
Yeah, well, Chad Hansen plays wide receiver.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he's a pass catcher.
Yeah, he's a very polished kid coming out of college. They like him a lot. He was my final pick in Scott's Fishbowl last night. I just don't see anything happening for Seferian Jenkins. I really don't.
I think he's a watchless guy at best.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to draft him, even in a 20-round draft. I really don't want to draft any Jet receiving options. Quincy Inouye is the one exception right now. And even with that, if it's like Hackenberg is announced the quarterback, then, you know, it's going to be extremely ugly. In a dynasty format, like Ardarius Stewart would be somebody, maybe Chad Hansen, but I mean, until this gets rectified,
yeah.
I mean, the Jets are going all in to suck for Sam.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Look, Severian Jenkins has to prove he can still belong in the league.
Severian Jenkins, that's his goal.
He's not in a position to produce quality fantasy numbers.
I don't want to be a talk-up in the NFL. A Mr. June guy. But he has kind of been Mr. June out there in OTAs and the minicamps.
Yeah, you hear those kind of stories all the time.
All
right. You got to be careful about the June stories, too.
The guys don't agree. You know what I'm saying? I think we all can agree on Ted Ginn Jr. as a sleeper candidate for this year. Like him in that offense down there on the fast track.
Everybody loves New Orleans. Everybody loves Ted.
I don't know if I would even call him a sleeper. Exactly. I think anybody who's played fantasy football knows what he did in Carolina. Now you even have a better quarterback to work with.
What about Lance Dunbar, though? He's a player that I am getting involved with and I'm taking. Now, Todd Gurley did dominate in the red zone last year, but that's one part of the field. Todd Gurley, you know, says they're going to use him in the passing game more this year. But Lance Dunbar's skill set is pass-catching running back, coming off injury, couple of seasons in Dallas where didn't really get a chance to produce. Now he's out there in L.A. with limited offensive talent around him. Lance Dunbar, sleeper for 2017. Scotty, I can get in on that.
I'm going to say watch list guy for me. Dunbar was never somebody I rostered in Dallas. You're figuring that with Gurley there that maybe he becomes the pass catcher that they wanted Benny Cunningham to be, but I just don't know if Lance Dunbar is the kind of guy, unless I'm going like, you know, I'm playing like a draft champion, so I'm going very, very deep where I'm going to pull him up in my cheat sheet and say, you know, now I have to get him. He's got some potential. You know, it's like at the fishbowl, like at the end, I was getting Tim Hightower and Kenyon Drake was still there. I'd prefer those guys over Dunbar.
What do you think, Madiga?
Yeah, I really want to know the role. I agree with you. If he is the third down back and the pass catching back, I just wish Gurley was a three-down back. If I'm going to draft Gurley, I'm hoping he's going to get receptions as well. Because I think he's such a dynamic talent. I know last year was horrifically bad, but I want to see him on the field more than not.
The problem with the third-down back and the good thing for a guy like Dunbar is you're going to see a lot of third and six, third and eight, you know, third and nine. That is a good thing for Dunbar. And not for Gurley.
Interesting that you guys feel that way. He's not a watch list guy for me. I've been taking him in drafts. Like him, obviously, this is the time of year.
I have him, too. I don't think it's a bad thing to take a shot on late, you know, especially in a 20-round draft.
A 20-round league and maybe that 18-19 turn, mm-hmm. one of the last guys on your team, especially if you're in the best ball as Lance Dunbar, I wouldn't just look past it. Another name that I like as a sleeper this year is Kamal Aiken. He's out there in that offense in Indianapolis. I think he pushes Phil Dorsett out the way. He scoops up that number three role. Obviously, it helped Andrew Luck. Getting chemistry with him is very important going into the training camp and preseason and stuff like that, Scott. But Kamal Aiken is a guy that can play. We've seen flashes in Baltimore. Now he goes into an offense that, unlike Baltimore, can actually give you some firepower.
He took advantage of the opportunity in Baltimore when there was nobody else there. And I was impressed by that. My issue with Aiken is, you know, what target is he going to be? Third wide receiver, but you already have Moncrief. You already have Hilton. They have Jack Doyle, too. I don't know if from a fantasy perspective, I'm going to be able to rely on him whatsoever. Because outside of the top, and the other thing that concerns me is the health of Luck. You know, not only do we talk about recovering from the surgery, but he keeps getting battered every year. You know, he had the kidney problem, he had the concussion, and if he can't stay on the field, there's a downfall for every receiver that's there. I don't mind taking a final round flyer on him, and I think he's talented, but I think he might help the Colts more than fantasy players.
He needed to drink some more water if he had a kidney problem.
Is that what Jeff told you?
Take it from me, a skeleton. What's up?
Yeah, in a 16-round draft, I don't think I'm probably going to draft him. In a 20-round a year, I can take him. And I do think there's enough to go around. He's going to be a guy that you would have as a bye week fill-in and stuff like that, and as a depth wide receiver.
Coming up, who's the champion that is Mike Lyon?
Is it Sussman?
Sussman did win like a. Sussman did win last week. So
it's a vacated belt, right?
Yeah, so it's a vacated belt. We have to crown a new champion today. When we come back on the other side, we'll get ready to do that. True or false, is Mike Florio lying? Coming up right here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. When we return, we crown a new champion of Is Mike Florio Lying? The Friday tradition continues. Fantasy executive getting ready to take the belt, strutting into the joint, strutting into Mike Florio Lying like I'm Conor McGregor.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Scotty Love over there rocking out on the air guitar. You're listening to the Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the world famous Fantasy Sports Network. The King Scott Engel, Wall Street Matt Medica, the fantasy executive Corey Paulson. It is time for our Friday tradition. The belt has been vacated by Greg Sussman, who was in Paris. Shout out to him. He's been out there with his young lady. You know what I'm saying?
He's the international champion.
Yeah, he's the international. He is the international. Hopefully he don't come back, you know, shorty pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Greg Sussman. Good times out there.
I'm sorry. I go shopping now. Go to Banana Republic and buy a baby pair of boat shoes.
Oh, shout out to my man Greg Sussman. He's vacating the title. Right now it's time to bring in one of his BFFs, a member of the BFF's team. It is Mike Florio for another stirring edition of Is Mike Florio Lying? I am trying to take home the championship. Let's get ready to get it started. Mike Florio, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Papa Greg, that'd be hilarious.
I like baby boat shoes.
Yeah, baby boat shoes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a little Miz.
You should call him that when he comes back.
Little Miz plush doll, you know.
All right, Florio, here we go. It's time for another round of Is Mike Lying? I'm trying to hold down the championship for Greg Sussman today. Let's get ready to go. Don Burns, hit the music. It is time for Is Mike Florio Lying? Question one.
Ezekiel Elliott led all running backs in snaps played last season.
Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, first we got to figure out. So I'm Sussman, so I get to pick. I go last. Scott, you go first.
You're not Sussman just because you're sitting in a chair.
What we got, Scotty? Can you repeat the question off, Florio?
I got it. False.
Oh, he said it's false.
I'm going to go false as well.
Ezekiel Elliott led all running backs in snaps last year?
Yes.
I am also going to go false. I don't know if the Cowboys ran enough plays. What is the correct answer, Mr. Florio?
It is false. There are 4 running backs who played more snaps than Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, so we all get a point.
Even though he led the league in rushing.
So we all get a point. Now we got to figure out who these other 4 running backs are. Give out some additional points. We'll go around 2 times.
Scott goes first.
And then we'll figure it out. King, what's up? You're first.
David Johnson.
He led the league with 964 snaps.
Scott Engel gets another point.
LeSean McCoy.
No.
I'm going to go with Jay Ajayi.
No.
Remember he wasn't on the plane for the first game?
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. I did forget about that. Scotty, you go for your second chance.
Devonta Freeman.
No.
Ooh, that was a good one, Scott. I could have swore that was going to be correct. What do we got, Medica?
Todd Gurley.
Yes, he had 741 snaps.
741 snaps for Todd Gurley.
Stuffed on 600.
That is a point for Matt Medica. I'll take the last guess of this round, and I'm going to say DeMarco Murray.
Yes, 861. He was second. And the one you guys missed, Lev Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Wow, in 12 games. Woo!
It's incredible.
This guy, he's a problem.
And people don't want to take him anymore.
All right, so there you go right there. So we're off and running now. Everybody has 2 points. Mike Florio, question number two.
Jason Witten led all tight ends in average percentage of snaps played last season.
This was Jason Witten, you said?
Jason Witten led all tight end in average percentage of snaps played last season.
I'm going to say true.
I am also going to say true. Scott?
True.
Mike Florio, we all say true.
Yeah, it is true. He played 96% of the snaps for the Cowboys.
How about that?
Everybody's got three, right?
He's a golden man. I mean, he's an Iron Man, a golden man. He's a golden shower.
Oh, boy. The most controversial radio show in the business, Corey.
Scott got excited there.
Why did you do that? Why would I get excited about that, Matt? What are you trying to say?
I didn't say Eddie Lacy.
As a Bills fan, you wouldn't say playoffs.
All right, here we go. Three points apiece for everybody. Mike Florio, question number three.
Matt Ryan was the only QB to throw for at least 4,400 yards with less than 600 pass attempts.
Matt Ryan was the only quarterback to throw for 4,400 yards with less than 600 pass attempts?
Yep.
That's an interesting one right there, but I'm going to say that is false. Was it my turn?
False.
Yeah, it was my turn. Scott says false also.
I think Matthew Stafford at 4,300. You know what? I'm going to mix it up here. I'll go true.
All right, so we got two forces on the board for myself and Scott. Both say false. Matt Medica says true. Mike Florio, which one is correct?
It is true. Ryan threw 534 times, but had 4,944 yards. The only one to do so.
Nice job by Matt Medica. He takes the
4-3.
He takes the 4-3 lead. What, Matt Ryan, incredibly efficient last season.
Oh, yeah. I think he had like 10 drops by his wide receiver. Wow. Something.
All right, Scotty, your turn is question number four. What we got? Question number five, right? I'm not good at this thing right here.
Four.
This is question number four.
Corey was not a math major.
No,
philosophy major.
Yeah, that's more my thing. Yeah. All right, here we go. What we got? What we got for Scotty, Florio?
According to Uber Facts, Batman once admitted to peeing himself.
Oh, wait, Batman. Wait.
Once admitted to peeing himself. More golden showers.
Well, where are we going with the show this morning? Well, we go off the rails?
Tony at night talks about poop. Florio is pee during the day.
All right, so here we go. What we got, Scotty? What's the question again, Florio? I forgot it just that quick.
Batman admitted to peeing himself.
Oh, yeah, Uber fact. Batman once admitted to urinating on himself.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say true. Probably happened when he saw Superman.
What you got, Medina?
I'm going to say true as well.
We all say true, Florio.
This is true.
Yay, we all
Uber
get a point.
Facts are like 95% true.
We all get a point. Matt Medica has the...
I have the one point lead. 5-4.
5-4 is what we have right here. We are setting up now for question number six.
Five.
Sorry, Florio. Florio, this is not my bad.
Le'Veon Bell led...
It's Matt Medica's turn, though.
Le'Veon Bell led all running backs in percentage of snaps played.
Le'Veon Bell led all running backs in percentage of snaps played.
I'm gonna say true.
This only counts when he's on the, like when he's active.
So this means this is only when he's active. Medica says true.
Only when he's active.
So when he's on the field.
You mean like week 17 when he didn't play?
No, it's about those first 4 weeks when he didn't play. Okay. So it's not the total. It is
those first four
when
weeks
he's actually active.
When he's actually on the field. You.
So I'm going to stay with true.
See, he's going to stay. Medica stays with true. This is interesting. It's either one or two people. I'm going to say false. What do you got, Scotty?
I'm false, too.
So Medica says true. Me and Scott say false. Mike Florio, what is the answer?
The answer is true. Corey, who did you think the other one was?
David Johnson.
Me, too.
I would have said Melvin Gordon.
David Johnson was second at 84%. Le'Veon Bell played 96% of his team stats when he was active.
Wow. So there you go right there. Interesting. Nika takes a 2-point lead. It is my turn. Mike Florio, what is question number seven? Six. I'm playing with y'all at this point now. I know 13. What I'm talking about. What's up, Florio?
Brandon Cooks had the fewest receptions of all wide receivers with 1,100 yards.
Brandon Cooks had the fewest receptions of all wide receivers with at least 1,100 yards. I am going to say that this is true.
False.
True.
Florio?
It's true. He only had 78 receptions, but still had 1,100 yards.
He's a big play guy.
Number seven, weeks 1 through 16.
All right, so let's get a score check right here, Florio.
Matt with 7, Corey with 5, Scott with 4.
So here we go right here. Question number 7, Florio. Thank you.
There were only...
Wait a minute. Hold up. Time out. You just said this question number 7, and he's got 7 points going into question 7? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, it was Scott, this question is for you.
I'm not a math major either.
Yep.
There were only 3 wide receivers that averaged double-digit targets last year.
There were only 3 wide receivers that averaged double-digit targets last year, Scott.
False.
Scott says that's false.
True.
Madika says it's true. 3 wide receivers that averaged double-digit targets last year. I'm going to say that this is false. Florio?
This was false. There were 5.
So there were 5 wide receivers that averaged double-digit targets in 2016. What's the score, Florio?
7 for Matt, 6 for Corey, 5 for Scott.
When we come back on the other side, we get the conclusion of is Mike Florio's line. We're going to get a chance to try to guess who these 5 wide receivers were to add on some additional points. The thrilling conclusion of is Mike Florio lying. Oh my goodness. It is a Friday on the Roto Experts of the Morning. Florio, what time you be coming in? Florio.
It's 10:30.
We'll get Florio back on the other side. We'll get ready for the conclusion of the program. We'll take you up to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then it's the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Jake Seeley, Matt Madika, and myself. Mike Florio line on the Friday. The conclusion's coming up next.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Mike Florio line, exciting conclusion on a Friday, wrapping up the week of the Roto Experts in the Morning. Let's get right into it. So, right now, we're on question number 7.
Scotty's up.
Madika has a 1-point lead on me, a 2-point lead on Scott. The question is, wide receivers that get double-digit targets per game, there's 5 of them. Scott, you have the first choice.
Antonio Brown.
He is third.
Antonio Brown is third. That's a point for Scott.
Mike Evans.
He's number 1.
Point for Madika. Y'all would do this to me. Really put me on the spot.
One guy I think
and some pressure.
Be.
And obviously, it's one guy I should be able to get, and I think it is correct. T.Y. Hilton.
I would have went different.
Nope.
Oh!
I would have went with Odell.
Can I guess the others just for fun?
Odell is right.
Odell is right. Larry Fitzgerald.
Odell is right. Nope.
Jarvis Landry.
Nope.
Who was it for
Golden
you?
Golden Tate.
Julian Edelman and AJ Green.
Wow. AJ Green in only 10 games played. Edelman. Wow. I know, I think T.Y. probably was right outside that. I think T.Y. might be at 9. All right, so here we go. Matt Medica now has the controlling lead. We have question number 8, Mike Florio.
According to UberFacts, Drake is the number one selling artist for ringtones in the world.
Drake is, according to UberFacts, Drake is the number one selling artist for ringtones in the world.
This is true.
I'm also going to say that this is true. Scott?
96% of UberFacts questions on this show are true, but this is the other 4%. I'm going to say false.
All right, Mike Florio.
Point for Scott.
How about that? Scott bounces back. Now, what is the score now going into question 9?
Who is the best-selling artist for ringtones?
Who's the best-selling artist for ringtones?
Akon.
Wow, that's random.
I guess a lot of people are lonely.
Going into question 9, what's our tally, Mike Florio?
8 for Matt, 7 for Scott, 6 for Corey.
All right, here we go. Question number 9 is for myself.
Kyle Rudolph led all tight ends in receiving first downs.
Kyle Rudolph led all tight ends in receiving first downs. Interesting. I'm going to say this is false. Scott?
False.
I'll also say false.
All three of us say false. What's the correct answer?
It's false. There's two tight ends with more.
All right. It's two tight ends with more
first downs
than Kyle Rudolph. I am going to go. Now, this is my turn, right? Because the question was for me.
Yeah,
the question was for me. I'm going to say my guy, Travis Kelce.
That is correct.
All right, Scott.
Jason Witten.
Scott's good one, Scott. Oh, but it's not Jason Witten. Wow. Go ahead, Medica.
Delaney Walker.
No.
All right. So who's the other one, Florio?
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen. Yes. I would have thought. That Jason Witten was a good one right there. All right, so here we go.
Austin Safarian Jenkins was not one of them.
No, I owe that. So, okay, Florio, here we go. Going for question number 10. Matt Medica has how many points?
9, and you two have 8.
All right, so we are right up on the heels of Matt Medica. Question number 10 is Question number 10 is for the king, Scott Engel.
Larry Fitzgerald led all wide receivers in snaps played.
False.
This is false.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is false.
What did he say?
He was false. Second.
It's false. He was second. And the new is Mike Florio Lion champion. We're getting ready to wrap up the program. Is Matt Modica. Great week of Auto Experts in the Morning. Coming up next is the Fantasy Football Frenzy right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.